This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The title of this article is TPAC and Teacher Self-Efficacy, a Systematic Review.
TPAC et l'auto-efficacité des enseignants, une revue systématique.
The author of this article is Suresh C. Joshi, Chandigarh University, India. Abstract. Technological pedagogical content knowledge studies have surged over the past few years. However, there is a lack of studies that have comprehensively reviewed and synthesized data on teachers' TPAC self-efficacy. The present review aimed to provide data on research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches used in the TPAC studies to date. The review also aimed to analyze teachers' TPAC self-efficacy, self-efficacy beliefs, computer self-efficacy, and technology support concerning professional development. 5 best bets were selected on the Electronic Business Source Complete Host platform. An abstract-level screening was conducted for 136 peer-reviewed articles, and 75 articles were selected for the detailed screening. The analyses were focused on year-wide appearance of TPAC studies, research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches used. The growth and development of TPAC self-efficacy was examined using the narrative approach. Results indicated that professional development interventions were effective in improving teachers' TPAC self-efficacy. Also, TPAC-based argumentation practices helped participants strengthen their perceptions toward the integration of technology in classrooms. The implications of the findings for teacher preparation programs and other professional development activities were presented. Keywords: TPAC, self-efficacy, instructional technology, professional development.
Résumé. Les études sur les connaissances du contenu pédagogique technologique ont augmenté au cours des dernières années. Cependant, il y a un manque d'études qui ont examiné et synthétisé de manière exhaustive des données sur l'auto-efficacité TPAC des enseignants. La présente revue de littérature visait à fournir des données sur les méthodes de recherche, les échantillons de l'étude, les domaines d'études et les approches d'évaluation utilisées dans les études TPAC à ce jour. La revue visait également à analyser l'auto-efficacité TPAC des enseignants, les croyances d'auto-efficacité, l'auto-efficacité en matière informatique et le soutien technologique concernant le développement professionnel. 5 meilleurs paris ont été sélectionnés sur la plateforme haute d'Electronic Business Source Complete. Une sélection à partir du résumé a été effectuée pour 136 articles évalués par des pairs, et 75 articles ont été sélectionnés pour un examen détaillé. Les analyses se sont concentrées sur l'apparition, à travers l'année, des études sur le TPAC, des méthodes de recherche, des échantillons d'études, des domaines d'études et des approches d'évaluation utilisées. La croissance et le développement de l'auto-efficacité TPAC ont été examinés en utilisant une approche narrative. Les résultats ont indiqué que les interventions de perfectionnement professionnel ont été efficaces pour améliorer l'auto-efficacité TPAC des enseignants. En outre, les pratiques d'argumentation basées sur le TPAC ont aidé les participants à renforcer leur perception vers l'intégration de la technologie dans les salles de classe. Les implications des résultats pour les programmes de perfectionnement des enseignants et d'autres activités de perfectionnement professionnel ont été présentées. Mots-clés: TPAC, auto-efficacité, technologie d'enseignement, perfectionnement professionnel.
Background and introduction. Technology can play a crucial role in transforming teaching and learning pedagogy. New classroom technologies such as tablet computers, interactive whiteboards, social media, online simulations, and smartphones allow teachers to radically transform the ways they can help their students to learn new content and skills. More technologies are becoming readily available, and these constantly evolving technologies are now part of the everyday life experiences of the digital natives. These technological advancements perhaps helped in flipping the role of the teacher from the curriculum designer to the content delivery facilitator who chooses an appropriate technology along with the pedagogy to do that. Teachers dealing with the learners of this century need to be skilled in integrating technology with the classroom activities, as the appropriate use of technology has proven to enhance learning environments. Consequently, this brings changes in instructional strategies, classroom management, and tech-based classroom interventions. Studies indicated that technological literacy and technological competence were the vital components for the integration of technology into teaching. Such skills help instructors have control over the instructional design and development in this age of technology. The technological pedagogical content knowledge framework was one of the frequently used frameworks for understanding the integration of technology with pedagogy and content, which was built upon Shulman's analysis of pedagogical content knowledge. As per Shulman, pedagogy and content were inseparable components of learning. Shulman further described that the efficacy of integrating pedagogical skills with the content was of considerable importance in education. The TPAC framework integrated the knowledge of technology with the content and the pedagogy. TPAC helped conceptualize the complex relationships between content and the integration of technology with the content, and helped teachers improve classroom effectiveness. Such integration of technology into learning strategies was used to improve classroom practices in the digital century. Evaluation of TPAC. TPAC has evolved as one of the powerful frameworks addressing the successful integration of technology into classroom instruction. TPAC was evaluated in numerous studies using diverse samples and approaches to explore the framework further. TPAC's widespread impact was criticized for inaccurate and insufficient definitions of knowledge domains, as well as the integration of the technology domain into the model. Nevertheless, TPAC has been applied to various tech-based academic settings, which, consequently, has helped TPAC grow as a useful framework for analyzing self-efficacy. Despite the ample attention that TPAC has received, it was rarely applied in studies incorporating ongoing activities in order to strengthen performance in teaching and professional development interventions. Small and large-scale reviews, incorporating distinct scopes and foci, have been published in the past. The literature review conducted by Willermark in 2017 focused on how TPAC was categorized in research. According to Willermark, the studies published between 2011 and 2016 followed two major approaches: self-report and performance on the activity. Self-report and performance in teaching activities were further subcategorized into general and specific, experienced and planning, implementing and evaluating teaching activities, respectively. Other reviews focused on empirical studies incorporating survey analysis, content analysis, facilitation activities, and TPAC-based argumentation practices comprising experimental training, study rationale, purpose, and research questions. Previous studies have indicated that TPAC's AVI Teacher Task Force can fulfill learners' classroom expectations better, as the students from the digital age feel confident about their learning with tech-savvy instructors. Since its inception, TPAC, as a framework, was evaluated in different educational settings on various platforms. However, a study presenting data about research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches used in all the TPAC studies to date was not available. Further, a study analyzing teachers' TPAC self-efficacies, self-efficacy beliefs, computer self-efficacy, technology support, and associated derivative variables concerning professional development interventions has been missing. Therefore, it was proposed to analyze research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches used in the TPAC studies to date. It was also proposed to analyze teachers' TPAC self-efficacies, self-efficacy beliefs, computer self-efficacy, technology support, and associated derivative variables concerning professional development interventions. The specific aim of the present study was to answer the following research questions. RQ1. To what extent has the TPAC framework expanded in terms of research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches? RQ2. What is the impact of tech-based professional development interventions on teachers' TPAC self-efficacy? Significance to the field. The outcomes of this study could serve as a guiding document for the researchers and policymakers for conducting future research concerning TPAC, technology self-efficacy, and tech-based pedagogical innovations both in online and in-person modes of instructional design and delivery. The outcomes could also help researchers incorporate more empirical settings and methods into future studies, which could provide a new perspective on the integration of TPAC into teacher professional development. In addition, The outcomes could help provide insight into the relationship between the knowledge domains within the framework, which could benefit tech-based professional development interventions, both for pre-service and in-service teachers. Validating the outcomes of previous TPAC studies may be one of the key interests of future researchers, especially at K-12 and K-16 levels. The outcomes of this study could help researchers compare and critically analyze research settings, study samples, research methods, and evaluation approaches used in previous studies. Such analyses can be used for studies concerning the impact of developmental processes on teachers' TPAC -21CL design confidence, argumentation-based TPAC studies, and design-based scaffolding, methodology, search procedures, data collection, and data management. A systematic search was conducted using 5 popular databases: ERIC, Education Source, Child Development and Adolescent Studies, SickInfo, and Academic Search Ultimate. Keyword self-efficacy and technological pedagogical content knowledge were used on the EBSCOhost platform to identify scholarly peer-reviewed articles published between 2006 and 2021. Searches were limited to peer-reviewed journal articles published in English, which excludes book chapters, conference proceedings, and published or unpublished dissertations. The title, abstract, and keywords of each article from the initial search, which resulted in 285 articles, were read carefully. Finally, 136 non-overlapping articles comprising empirical studies were selected for further investigation. After screening all 136 results, 75 articles were selected for the present study. The article categorization, inclusion, and exclusion criteria are presented in the forthcoming sections. Figure 1. Flow diagram. Article categorization. The content analysis approach, which comprises qualitative and quantitative methods, was adopted for a critical screening of the 75 peer-reviewed studies. Content analysis steps included shortlisting articles with the title Technological Pedagogical Content Knowledge or TPAC or TPCK, screening abstracts to confirm empirical studies with appropriate methods, and finally reading whole articles. Articles were double-scanned for the identifying approaches used, subject domains, and grade levels. The protocol developed for examining article characteristics included the year of publication, author, research methodology, subject domains, selected samples, approaches used, and the title of the study, inclusion and exclusion criteria. After reading the abstracts of all 136 peer-reviewed articles, 75 relevant articles were selected to include in the study. The following inclusion criteria were used: peer-reviewed journal articles focusing on teacher self-efficacy in developing and implementing TPAC as a framework, articles examining the impact of professional developmental practices on TPAC self-efficacies and on teacher effectiveness, articles investigating teachers' TPAC literacy, perception, and belief, article published in English. The following exclusion criteria were used: editorial, letters, opinions, conference papers, and dissertations. Articles not published in English. Results. This section could provide data on research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches used in the TPAC studies to date. Year-wide appearance of TPAC and self-efficacy and self-efficacy studies. TPAC framework caught the attention of researchers since its inception in 2005, but there was a noticeable upsurge in the appearance of empirical TPAC studies during 2010. Which was around a 21% increase in the total TPAC studies published between 2005 to 2009. This sudden rise in numbers went down in the year 2011, however, kept rising after 2012. This rising trend showed that the TPAC framework was discussed well in the last decade and continues to be an interesting framework for researchers. The largest number of TPAC articles was published in 2020, with the volume expected to rise in 2021 as 89 articles were already published by the time this study was conducted. These rising trends have been crucial for the establishment of TPAC as a framework. Figure 2. Year-wide distribution of empirical TPAC publications. Research methods used in TPAC and self-efficacy studies. In previous TPAC studies, quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods were adopted. As shown in Figure 3, more than half of the studies have adopted the methods based on quantitative design. These studies have used surveys, polls, and questionnaires for data collection. Of the studies, 23% have adopted the methods based on qualitative design. These studies have used interviews, group discussions, group activities, observations, and content analyses. The remaining 26% of the studies have adopted the methods based on mixed design. Figure 3. Method-wide distribution of empirical TPAC studies. Study samples used in TPAC and self-efficacy studies. Study samples included pre-service teachers, in-service teachers, and other academics. From all the TPAC studies, 50% have recruited pre-service teachers, 39% have recruited in-service teachers, and 2% have recruited both pre- and in-service teachers. Of the studies, 9% recruited samples from other groups of academics such as school principals, school representatives, tutors, engineering students, high school students, and graduate and undergraduate students. From pre-service teachers, 26% of the samples were recruited from elementary schools, 46% from high schools, and 21% were recruited from colleges and universities. The remaining 7% were recruited from a non-teaching background. From in-service teachers, 26% of the samples were recruited from elementary schools, 56% from high schools, and 18% were recruited from colleges and universities. Figure 4. The sample-wide distribution of empirical TPAC studies. Subject domains used in TPAC and self-efficacy studies. TPAC was administered as a framework in various subject domains. These subject domains were science, mathematics, social studies, language arts, physical education, and special education. Of the studies, 7% have analyzed TPAC for the subject areas such as jewelry technology, music, tech integration courses, educational technology course, engineering, and education. Among these subject domains, jewelry technology, music, and education were the uncommon subject domains, which appeared in one or two studies. The subject areas were unspecified in the remaining 21% of the TPAC studies. Figure 5. Subject-wide distribution of empirical TPAC studies. Evaluation approaches used in TPAC and self-efficacy studies. The evaluation approaches were analyzed in terms of two categories, self-report and skill performance, as described by Willermark. From all the TPAC studies, 66% of the studies have employed self-report, 13% of the studies have employed skill performance activities, and 21% of the studies have employed both approaches. The use of self-report measures decreased in the last 5 years, whereas the use of skill performance measures was increased. Further, the use of combined approaches was reduced substantially. Figure 6. Evaluation approaches used in the empirical TPAC studies. Discussion. The outcomes of this study could be described in clusters, guided by specific themes. The first cluster could describe the growth of TPAC in terms of research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches. Other clusters could describe research-based findings from TPAC-based professional development opportunities. These clusters could also explain best practices that were employed while implementing TPAC into teaching, learning, and professional development practices, which could help educators improve their technology self-efficacy. Growth of TPAC. The results of this study indicated that TPAC has grown tremendously in the last decade in terms of research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches. The number of empirical studies has increased over the years, and these results align with the outcomes from previous studies. Quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods were used for analyzing the impact of tech-based professional development on teachers' self-efficacy. The samples included pre-service and in-service teachers. However, professionals from the administration were also recruited as samples in some of the studies. There was a wide range of subject domains in which TPAC was examined, such as science, mathematics, social studies, language arts, physical education, special education, jewelry technology, music, tech integration courses, educational technology course, engineering, and education. In these studies, TPAC was evaluated using two key approaches, self-report and skill performance. Such analysis provided fascinating data about the growth and development of TPAC approaches, which could serve as a guiding document for the researchers. Also, the analyses in terms of research methods, study samples, subject domains, and evaluation approaches could guide researchers in choosing the appropriate study variables for future studies. A comparative analysis of self-report and skill perform on hour-based studies holds promise in directing researchers to adopt factual approaches for future TPAC studies. TPAC evolved as one of the useful frameworks addressing the successful integration of technology into classroom instruction. TPAC was measured in numerous studies using diverse samples and approaches to explore the framework further. TPAC's widespread impact was criticized for inaccurate and insufficient definitions of knowledge domains as well as the integration of the technology domain into the model. Nevertheless, TPAC has grown into an influential framework through diverse educational settings and interventions. Despite the ample attention that TPAC has received, it was rarely applied in studies incorporating ongoing activities in order to strengthen performance in teaching and professional development interventions. The impact of tech-based professional development interventions on teachers' TPAC self-efficacy, technology interventions and TPAC self-efficacy. Technology-based professional development interventions had a huge impact on teachers' self-efficacy. Well-developed design and skill perform on hour-based interventions were found to be helpful for teachers in building their TPAC self-efficacies. Professional development programs using technologies such as interactive whiteboards and geographic information systems played a crucial role in determining TPAC and other derivative variables. TPAC served as a guiding theory in analyzing the impact of individual knowledge domains, i.e., content, pedagogy, and technology. TPAC was assessed through qualitative studies using staples from elementary language arts, and it was concluded that teachers' approach toward pedagogy was aligned with the use of the iPad in their classrooms. Anderson et al. Also found that teachers' pedagogical knowledge and teaching experience strongly influenced the use of mobile technology in the classrooms. Professional development interventions and self-efficacy. The participants of the designer-based professional development interventions were likely to build technology self-efficacy and TPAC self-efficacy as the interventions were effective in determining and developing TPAC and other tech-based frameworks such as instructional technology outcome expectations and technology-integrated self-efficacy. Teachers' attitudes toward the integration of technology in different subject areas helped them approach the pedagogy in these subjects. Moreover, teachers' understanding of pedagogy and teaching strategy influenced decision-making toward the use of technology in the classrooms. The relationship between TPAC knowledge and self-efficacy was identified as dynamic as this relationship varied with the content and setting. The qualitative methodology may be a good fit to assess some of the TPAC variables. However, the data collection techniques such as questionnaires may pose some limitations to the qualitative studies. Professional development interventions from technology integration courses had a statistically significant impact on the TPAC self-efficacy beliefs of pre-service teachers and individual dimensions such as content knowledge, pedagogical content knowledge, and technological pedagogical knowledge predicted the outcomes for their overall TPAC. Despite the huge benefit of technology integration into classrooms, teacher practitioners had limited use of it in English as a foreign language courses. While investigating issues with technology integration, Zhang and Chen discovered that affective attitudes of teachers were unrelated to their technology use. However, both TPAC and evaluative attitudes had a positive impact on the actual technology use in both online and face-to-face classes. Teachers from other language courses such as Chinese as a second language also reported problems with the integration of technology into the curriculum as they were least confident about their technology use. Further, the CSL teachers were not able to distinguish the boundaries between the dimensions such as TPK, TCK, and overall TPAC. However, the TPAC proficiency and skills of teachers from engineering courses were found to be good. These studies warranted a need for examining TPAC self-efficacy across subjects. In conclusion, professional development interventions had a positive impact on teachers' TPAC self-efficacies and helped teachers to get a better understanding of the existing content, pedagogy, and technology knowledge by focusing on key areas, which further helped fulfill the needs of the 21st century classrooms. TPAC as the predictor of self-efficacy. TPAC knowledge was found to be one of the predictors of self-efficacy beliefs in the empirical articles reviewed in this study. However, participants were not confident in their ability to design and implement content-based materials using technology. TPAC-based courses in natural sciences and literature were helpful in improving teachers' self-efficacies. It was interesting to know that there was a significant difference between the self-efficacies of teachers teaching natural science and social science toward their teaching and technology content knowledge. However, this difference was not significant for the TPAC. the TPAC for 21st Century Learning Program professional developmental processes were found to be generally effective for enhancing teachers' TPAC negative 21 CL confidence and their confidence in design. This study had limitations such as school level, single cycle lesson redesign, and construct validation of the survey instrument. These limitations make the study results restricted on one hand but open doors for future research on the other hand. Focusing on coherent groups, time duration, and an absence of timely follow-up may be the additional limitations to all the studies reviewed. Skill performance interventions and TPAC-TPAC-based argumentation practices were also found to be effective in increasing participants' TPAC self. Efficacy in addition to changing participants' views toward the argument statements TPAC for 21st Century Learning Program was found to be effective in enhancing technology self-efficacy of both students and teachers. The process included 37 primary school teachers and described their prolonged engagement with peers and researchers within the teams for one school year. Another training program that was based on TPAC-based argumentation interventions had a noticeable positive impact on the participants. Such skill performance-based interventions may help fill the gap between the theory and the practice. In all the studies reviewed, participants were able to connect with the TPAC components toward the end of the intervention. Computer literacy and TPAC self-efficacy. Computer literacy played a key role in performance development interventions as the computer self-efficacy of teachers was closely associated with cognitive style and TPAC self-efficacy. Computer literacy also played a significant role in assessing the integration of technology into pedagogy as the self-efficacy of computer literate teachers was predominantly higher in using technology in classrooms. However, the perceptions of teacher self-efficacy and academic self-efficacy changed with different variables such as gender, age, grade point average, and subject areas. Factors such as perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness of technology in classrooms also affected teachers' intentions to use technology. Self-efficacy was sometimes misunderstood with overconfidence as there was a difference between self-perception of teachers' content knowledge and teaching abilities to the perception of their supervisors. Nevertheless, the self-efficacy beliefs of teachers were closely associated with their attitudes about computer-assisted instructions, which was an indication of improved computer literacy. Sustainability of TPAC-based professional development interventions. TPAC was evaluated for the sustainability of professional development interventions fostering one-to-one technology support. The study was based on Bandura's self-efficacy theory and found that content-driven professional development, clear expectations for technology use in classrooms, and the availability of school-based instructional coaches can impact the sustainability of a one-to-one computing initiative. Factors such as school climate and teachers' attitude were the key components for the integration of technology in classrooms. Teachers' attitudes in technology integration strengthened the association between technology competency and TPAC competency. Moreover, teachers' attitudes toward the use of technology played a moderating role between technology competency and TPAC competency. Professional development interventions helped mathematics teachers from urban schools improve their perceptions of PK, TK, PCK, and TCK. However, pre-service teachers considered themselves to have the high-level ability in both digital nativity and TPAC competency. Nevertheless, the notion of TPAC development was different for both pre-service and in-service teachers, and prior experience of technology influenced their use of technology in classrooms. Research-based practices to improve technology self-efficacy. Research indicated that computer literacy played a key role in improving teachers' self-efficacy. Teachers with well-informed computer knowledge have had higher technology self-efficacy than teachers with low computer knowledge. Therefore, reinforcing robust computer literacy in educational institutions could be the basic research-based professional development practice to improve the technology self-efficacy of teachers' TPAC-based classroom practices helped both teachers and learners improve their self-efficacy toward the integration of technology into the curriculum. On one hand, such practices help teachers improve their self-confidence toward the use of technology in day-to-day teaching learning. On the other hand, these practices help students develop confidence in the appropriate integration of technology by teachers into the curriculum. Therefore, reinforcing TPAC-based technology integration into classrooms could prove to be another useful practice, which could help improve teachers' self-efficacy. Teachers using self-developed technology-based instructional materials as a teaching strategy are more likely to develop technology self-efficacy than teachers who do not use such materials. Therefore, subject-based professional development practices for the integration of technology into the curriculum should help teachers improve their technology self-efficacy. Skill perform on hour-based and practice-based technological interventions can be one of the most influential practices to improve teachers' technology self-efficacy, as these practices help teachers in building their TPAC self-efficacies. Professional development programs providing hands-on technologies such as interactive whiteboards, smartboards, classroom tablets, listserv, learning management systems, online quiz makers, PowerPoint slideshows and games, online grading systems, geographic information systems, etc. can be highly useful. Designer-based professional development interventions and TPAC-based argumentation practices help teachers become classroom tech savvy and improve their technology self-efficacy, therefore, can be highly useful. Professional development practices based on existing technological frameworks and argumentation practices can help teachers improve their technology self-efficacy, as these frameworks provide a strong research-based design for the implementation of technology into the curriculum. Limitations. This study presented a detailed analysis of the TPAC and its acceptance as a framework, however, may contain some limitations. The first limitation was the keyword combination that was used for the literature search. The database search with the keyword technological pedagogical content knowledge provided a large number of outcomes, but these numbers were reduced when another keyword self-efficacy was included with the previous keyword. The second limitation was posed by the study inclusion criteria. This systematic review included only empirical studies focusing on the variables such as tech-based professional development, self-efficacy, and TPAC. The third limitation may be the databases. This study was conducted using databases such as ERIC, Education Source, Child Development, and Adolescent Studies, SickInfo, Academic Search Ultimate, and Scopus. The empirical studies beyond the scope of these databases were automatically excluded. Implication for future research. The outcomes of this study indicated that there is a strong need to conduct follow-up studies using contemporary technological tools that can support existing findings concerning TPAC. Extending the studies using new variables would explore new dimensions of TPAC. Professional developmental activities focusing on teacher proficiency, teaching methods, and assessment techniques would help participants understand the TPAC domains better. Qualitative studies using different settings and methods might help both participants and researchers to look at the framework from a different perspective. Studying the relationship between the knowledge domains within the framework for different settings could assist academics to devise an empowered mechanism for implementing tech-based practices. Strategies developed from the TPAC-aligned interventions may be useful for many faculty leadership programs as well as for tech-based professional development programs. One of the key areas for future research would be validating the existing outcomes in other schools' levels, colleges, and tertiary institutions. The school leadership culture and its impact on implementing the professional development process could be further examined. In future research, the prolonged effects of developmental processes on teachers' TPAC -21CL design confidence can be examined across multiple redesign cycles. Further work in the areas of design-based scaffolding can be done to enhance teacher learning in school-based contexts. Teacher preparation programs can have the usefulness of the relationship that pedagogical knowledge has with the knowledge evolution of the participants when they switch from preservice to in-service. Understanding various uses of technology in the educational arena may help teachers better prepare for their classrooms. Scaffolding during training programs could assist teachers in developing a sound technical background and tech self-efficacy. Design-based TPAC studies could enhance teachers' basic technology skills and might be evidence for future TPAC studies. Argumentation-based TPAC studies promote understanding the deep epistemology of the framework. Furthermore, future plans include studying the impact of online or face-to-face content delivery on students' TPAC self-efficacies using pre-test-post-test design. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website. www.cjlt.ca